time we are on the air. Ed Raymer for the Evan Lee Raymer Show with you. Hope y'all had a great weekend. And I do hope it was better than the Tennessee Titans. And ladies, we have got two great friends of mine that I've made over the years. So proud to say that. And another lady that's on her, supposed to be on her way up. Mariah Phillips is supposed to be with us. And so, honey, if I am not home by 9:30, please send the posse out, okay?
You'll be fine.
Hello, Carolyn.
You'll be just fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello, Hope.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you for calling the other night.
Yeah,
I was sitting there. I'd gone over, who am I going to have on Sunday? Because I wait till later, as I told you. I used to start putting, you know, a program together like Tuesday or Wednesday. Not sometimes, but Wednesday evening, we had everything set to go. But everything moves so fast anymore,
mm-hmm,
you know, and something can change quickly. You know, but I'm glad you called.
Mm-hmm.
And two other guests you got with you. Hopefully, Mariah will be here. Mariah, if you listen, we're on air. We'll get the door, Connor, and get the door open for you. What's going on?
Nothing. It's election season. We got to get everybody out to vote.
You got that right.
Yeah.
And it ends, of all days, Thursday, Halloween.
Early voting.
Oh, it's on the way to go. Yes. We've already cast our vote.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sure
early
did.
Voting is definitely the way to go.
Carolyn, have you voted yet?
Absolutely. I voted day one. And it
day
was
one?
It was super exciting because typically when I go in there,
excuse me,
it might be one or two people ahead of me. But
right.
I'm going to tell you, I had to actually stand in line on day one,
mm-hmm,
which
did.
Was really cool.
That's kind of, even at early voting.
Yes. I was
well,
excited.
Well, now we
to
waited.
See.
Early voting started on what, like a Wednesday?
Something like that.
And Jonah and I went on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Friday afternoon. It was around, I think they're open to, polls are open to like 7 or something. We got there about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And, you know, is it a call for us?
No.
It's not. Okay. We didn't have, there were people in there, but we didn't have to wait,
mm-hmm,
you know. And your good friend, Miss Katie.
Yeah.
Miss Katie Wilson is out there. She works there. We voted the, Board of Realtors,
mm-hmm,
out South Church there. And I got to tell you, and I'll say, I've said it a million times, I'm going to say it again, Alan has sure made it awfully easy,
mm-hmm,
and his people for us to vote.
Absolutely.
It is wonderful, you know.
Yes.
Now, you do have to vote at your designated place on Election Day. Is that correct?
No, not in Rutherford County.
You don't have to?
Not in Rutherford County. In Rutherford County, you
can
vote in Rutherford County.
Okay.
You are free to vote wherever you like, whatever is good for you. If you work in Murfreesboro, live in Smyrna, and you want to run over to Ag Center before you get home, you're good to go.
Yeah, or whatever.
As long as you are a registered voter in Rutherford County, you can visit any of the election places that are out there. Yep.
My wife loved it because she worked, as you know, both of you may know, as an accountant down in Ingram, down in Laverne. And she loved to go vote. She'd go at lunch and go vote, get back and, you know, grab a sandwich. And it was no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to fight that traffic coming on because, well, no. Even from Laverne, what traffic is like I-24 now.
Oh, yes,
so,
absolutely.
You know. I'll tell you what, we're going to get started. I'm going to let you kick us off, Connor, okay?
All right.
But for right now, my name is Evan Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
All right, and we are back, and that's a little rock and roll for you. And this is the Evan Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. And this show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach all of us tonight with your questions or comments at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can text me, and if you want to send a text, if you're a little too shy, you don't want to go on the air live like all the rest of us here, you can text me a number. My phone, 615-390-7219. 615-390-7219. And how you can watch us. Okay, as I tell many of you, You can listen on the good old-fashioned radio. Like I said, 1450 AM, 100.5, 101 FM on the radio. Now, the radio for you younger folks, there is a rectangular device in the dash of your car. That is called a radio. Us old people used to listen to it all the time. We used to go down the road and just boogie. And, well, Hope didn't. She's a child. But,
right.
But seriously, on the radio. But everybody's listening different ways. Of course, you can dial WGNSradio.com. That's the station website. And go to listen live, and you can do that. My wife listens on Alexa. There's many other ways. We're on Facebook Live. And so many people, my family likes to watch Out of Kentucky. I don't know what they like to watch, but they do me the courtesy of watching out of Southern Kentucky up in Muhlenberg County, Hopkins County, good friends over there, on YouTube Live. Okay? You can go to YouTube, and you can find us. Type in Ed Raymer Show or the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, however they've got it set up. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. And download or take it and download that app. You can listen to Miss Angela Bingham. And she's here every Sunday at 6 o'clock with Simplicity, doing a great job. And just a lady that's just full of joy and just full of life. And she got caught tonight with my guest, Hope, and I know they were talking about me when I pulled up. I can't even go to a football game. Those people down in those huddles, I know they're talking about me because they're laughing and snickering when I walk by.
Paranoia. Paranoia.
David Crosby was right. Paranoia strikes deep, doesn't it? Okay. All right. Carolyn, what you been up to?
Working hard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And enjoying my granddaughter.
Oh, great day. That child
is rotten. Oh, and I have a new dog.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yes.
What do you got?
I have a Bichon that is just as rotten as she is.
What is a Bichon? Now, I don't know.
A cute little white, fluffy,
yeah,
sweetheart.
Okay, what she stay small?
He will stay small.
He will stay small.
Yes.
Okay.
Sir will stay small.
Well, my wife went over this afternoon. We have no grandchildren as of yet, but she went over to see our daughter's puppy. His name is Boxy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 12 pounds of sheer terror. At least he thinks he is.
Yeah.
And she takes him his treats. And, of course, it's just spinning around, spinning like a top when you go in,
mm-hmm.
you know. And now, you've had your second? Two grandchildren now, and waiting on a third.
I just had a second.
You told me that line.
Yeah, yeah, waiting on a third. When my second granddaughter, her name is Clover. She's 6 weeks old now.
Okay.
And then we have a grandson coming in March.
A grandson?
And our oldest is a granddaughter, Carter. So, yes.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I'm sure your husband doesn't spoil those children at all.
Oh, absolutely he does. Absolutely.
Well, now, Carolyn's granddaughter doesn't have to worry about that. Her granddad just got her a Eldorado or a Cadillac Escalade. She wasn't even old enough to walk.
Yeah.
What's he getting her this? Learjet or what? I don't know.
You know, the only thing she's asked for is a purple leash for the dog.
Hmm.
So, but this child, this is somebody who gets Christmas every other week.
Yeah.
Well,
same here.
Yeah,
same
okay.
Here.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, I'm telling you, they are precious. And tell your children to enjoy it because the time, as we all know,
gosh,
it flies by
yes,
so fast.
Yes, it does.
I've said it many times, and I don't mean to embarrass our children. We're so proud of both of them. Nick is 37 now, and our daughter Lauren is 32. And boy, that went by quick,
mm-hmm.
you know, just went by so quick.
Absolutely.
But they'll get there, and they're out making their way in the world. What's going on, Hope? You called this little meeting.
I wanted to encourage voters to get out and vote.
Okay, you've done that.
We need everybody to get out and vote.
You
honestly,
know we do.
We really do. This is a critical election, a critical time, and people don't need to sit this one out. They really need to get out and vote.
You know, I told you all out there before we came in, I saw former Attorney General Eric Holder talking on Jonathan Capehart's show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to pull this up, but I couldn't. Maybe they had not uploaded it yet on MSNBC. that, you know, it's so important in our local races.
Absolutely.
And Hope, you're a perfect example of this. Carolyn, you finished, how did you finish in your race for city council?
Finished fourth. With just a few hundred votes away from
That's what
being
Kelly
where you
did.
Need to be.
That's yeah. what Kelly did. Kenneth yeah. Finn lost, but she was behind Kurt by 208, and we're all happy for Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelly could have been in there too.
Yeah.
But I mean, the ladies are gaining on them, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, mm-hmm. but. I was so tickled to death because the first time I met Hope Oliver, Hope is here, and I said, you can do this. You can do this. I don't think you really thought you could, did you?
Well, I was hoping.
You was hoping. Hope was hoping.
There's always
okay.
hope.
There's always hope.
Yes.
Right.
It was a first time for me, so it was a very new experience.
And most candidates do not win on their first time. And Carolyn,
That's
was
what
that
I've
the
heard.
First time you'd ever run for office?
That was my first, yes.
Okay.
That's
All
what
right.
I've heard.
Yeah.
But I will tip my hat to Emerge America, because it was a great training ground to kind of teach women how to run
okay.
for office
right.
and what it takes to
yeah.
win. So
okay.
I got a lot of great information. Going through the Emerge America
Good.
Program.
Okay. Now, is that a program here locally or
it's state and national.
State and
mm-hmm.
national.
So I was a part of Emerge Tennessee.
I have never heard of that program. So I've been around here. I've not heard of that one.
Had
you, Carolyn?
I was about to say, oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you should give us
right.
more information on Emerge. What
yeah.
exactly do they do? How did they help you?
How they help you is they teach you everything about how to run a campaign, from how to door knock, how to, you know, address your constituents or potential constituents, how to make your 3-point stance when you're doing your 30-second elevator speech
sure.
or a 2
right.
or 5-minute pitch, how to determine your win number, you know, how many
right.
votes you actually need to win. I mean, just a wealth of information and just how to navigate that arena when it comes to running for public office.
You know, I've tried to have most of our candidates by gone in the last several weeks, and Sherry Brown is one I haven't. Sherry, if you're listening, I'll be talking to you probably this week. She's the last one left, I think. And I'd tell Kathy Watts, Kathy, if I've missed anyone, let me know. But, you know, and I say this always, we've lived at our current location more than 25 years now, and in all those years, we've had one person come up and knock the door and say, hey, I'm running for something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eye-to-eye contact is important.
It
you
is.
Know? President Kennedy always said, if you ever shake a person's hand, you'll probably get their vote.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of people that have not seen, they don't even know who their representative is, you know?
And honestly, there's a lot that has changed when it comes to door knocking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure
and so
it has.
It's not the
yeah.
safest thing to do right now. You
sure.
always need to have someone with you that, you know, they teach you that kind of information too, as far as how to navigate that space. Because
need to go during the daylight hours.
Yeah,
just common sense
you
stuff.
You know, common
yeah.
sense things because mm-hmm. of the divisiveness that's going on in the country, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to be safe, but at the same time,
right.
that personal contact goes a long way.
Well, I know what it was like because I used to be in the insurance business and we went door to door.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, we collected what they called insurance debits. It was the old, I worked for Life and Casualty. My father was there. My father-in-law had worked there. And us and National Life were friendly competitors back in those days. But it's a lot different today.
Mm-hmm.
It would be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I mean,
tell
people
you what,
can get shot just for turning
know,
into the wrong driveway.
Saying hello.
You know what I mean? It's just so
hello.
Stupid out there now. But
right.
Yeah,
know.
It they teach and you a lot on
I
how
know.
To carry yourself in those
oh,
spaces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're going to open this thing up. Well, we've already done that. I'm sorry. I can't keep track of things. Do our first series of breaks, if you could, Connor. Hope Oliver is here. Mariah couldn't make it. Mariah, I hope you're doing all right. Carolyn Cox is with us. We're talking local politics. And we'll be talking to them some more when we come back. Stay with us, right back with you on the other side. Stick around. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow,
give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag number run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
And we are back. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you so much, Tim at J. Mullins. Appreciate you so much. And for all the years that you've been with me, too, thank you. And, Connor, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead and put our caller on, if you would. Caller, hello.
Mr. Raymer, Ms. Cox, Ms. Oliver, how y'all doing?
Doing fine. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm doing
okay, all right. Yeah. Hello, Jeff. What's going on?
I just want to say, I don't know how y'all doing. I was watching the report this weekend. I forget what channel it was, but they said that 40 million people had already cast their vote. Y'all know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
It was over 40 million and already had. But, and I know y'all talked about that. I know Edward Lee's had on this show about the banning of the books. On Edward Lee's, you see this week, I think it was in today's paper too, Wilson County over there, they took about over 400 books out of the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope
we were just telling
us. Yeah. We were just talking about that.
Library, yeah. That school, they cordoned that room off. They put a big X in. On the door, they just put a big lock on it.
Right. Can't go in. Right. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
You mean put a lock? They put a lock on it?
There's no books in there. You can't go in. No. There's no books in there. They banned you all of them out. Ain't no books in there. Everybody put a big lock. You can't go in. They took 400 books out. They ain't got no books left in schools. In school libraries over there. They took them all out. They ain't got no books left.
Are they going to ban their math and history books, too? I mean.
No, we're talking about books in the library. But library books. Over 400 of them.
Yeah, didn't I? Now, wait a minute. Jeff, let me ask you. Now, Hope, didn't you say some of. Yes, some of these were Dr. Seuss, and I mean, Dr. Seuss has been around since.
Yeah, they'll ban that too. They'll ban it too. They don't green eggs and ham. They want yellow eggs and ham. We don't want green eggs and ham. That's wrong. We can't have green eggs. So that's like the quarter pounders with bad onions. We can't have that.
Mm-hmm. What is the matter with these people? I mean, how far is this going to go?
Well, I mean they'll just put locks on the school libraries over. Well, if you can't in school, they won't have libraries. They just have to have another room, I guess. It's 400 books. That's got to be most of the books out of the library, don't you think?
Yeah, there will be no need for the lock because there will be no books.
No libraries. They just put big locks on the door. Can't nobody get in. So. Right.
Well, I got some news for them. I don't, there's a thing nowadays called the Internet.
That's exactly right.
And are they going to ban that, too?
I mean, I don't know. They might. I'm at school board over. You don't know if they're going to go over. Can't ever tell. I mean, they tried to ban five here so in our county. So, I mean, you know, they...
I'll tell you what, man.
School that got the state denied that appeal, didn't you? At the charter school, I know y'all read about that, right?
Oh, yeah, the charter school, I know. And I hear a lot of the students are going back to regular public school, too.
The one school that runs their prep school, over 100 of them went back to the public schools.
Right.
You know that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Over 100 of them went back in the public schools after they opened up.
Yep.
Well, and there's a place that I'll agree with our mayor here, our county mayor. He said, who's going to reimburse the county?
Right.
That's a fair. That's a fair assessment. It's a fair question. Who's going to reimburse the taxpayer? You know,
for
that money that was allotted out there.
Those dollars will stay at that charter school.
That's a pretty good deal. Get a deal.
But I tell you,
but no, I didn't know if y'all saw that stuff. I know there's a lot of different stuff going on. I hope everybody gets out and early votes. I don't know what the count of Tennessee's was. Like I told you last week, Edwin Lee, that Tennessee is number one for election integrity. Number 50 in voter turnout. So.
Carolyn was just mentioning that. We were just talking about that. Yeah.
But I hope everybody gets out and vote this week. If they don't vote this week, definitely get out on election day and vote. And I know y'all can't wait to DVR that Donald Trump rally at MSG tonight, y'all.
Great day, Jeff. I'm going to let you go on that note. That's enough. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Neal, good supporter of this broadcast and a supporter of WGNS and just an all-around good fellow.
But, yeah, the book banning is it's ridiculous, honestly. Kids are not reading. Let's talk about literacy, first of all. Let's teach them how to read.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the information they're getting is on this little handheld device that they get when they get around 8 years old.
Get around eight.
It's just a lot of political theater. Because to me, they're saying the claim is that they're banning books because of inappropriate language, inappropriate behavior, violence, sex, whatever. But then on the flip side, those same people that want to ban those books will go out and support a candidate that is a convicted felon, 34 counts, that talks about
he's cool.
Women's private parts, men's private parts. Yeah. And I'm being nice when I say that.
I know you are.
But you claim you're trying to protect the children. Come on now.
Well, but he's a Christian, too.
No. No.
You know, I've just about got to the point.
Show me that in the Bible.
I don't know.
Shucks.
You know, this is not, and I'm sure for both of you, because I know you fairly well, this is not the type of church I was raised in.
Mm-mm.
If it was, then my parents would have never been there to start with. I can guarantee you that. This is sad, you know.
I tell you, we've got so many topics that we can discuss, but
I started writing and I finally quit. I said, no, y'all will have more than I can come up with.
Look, circling back to Rutherford County Schools, I was at the park the other day and I was talking to one of the young ladies who had her kid there, and her daughter goes to Blackman, and one of the things that she talked about was a smaller student size, and the fact that Blackman Elementary has hired more teachers, reduced the classroom size and
right,
gives
okay.
them an opportunity to really do more of that individual one-on-one, and I was so excited to hear that, because my family and I will be making decisions about where my granddaughter goes to school next year.
Sure.
And we've been having lots of discussions about what is going to be best for her.
I'm sure you have.
And even when you talk about the reading part, I mean, those are things, so much of that is taught at home.
Mm-hmm.
And why not, you know, and they can ban all the books they want to. At the end of the day, I am going to make sure that my granddaughter knows, and just like what I did with my son, she's going to know and understand her history.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And she's going to read
real history.
Real history.
American history.
American history.
Not just Black history, because Black history is American history.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And, you know, give her an opportunity to truly explore those things that are of importance to her. One of the things that I think that I love the most about the school system when my son was in school, we'd left Ezel Harding and we'd come to Blackman Middle. And I was like, my son really hates to read. And the teacher was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We're going to find something that he enjoys and we will make him a reader.
Right.
And I kid you not, it was less than 6 months later, my kid, instead of playing video games, was actually reading something that was of interest to him.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you take these things away from our kids?
I am so glad our children never went through that phase. Now, when our son was younger, Nintendo had come out. That was the big thing. Was it Mario and all that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd get home from work in the evenings, you know, hey, Dad, come on, let's play some Nintendo. You know, but he outgrew that fast, especially when started mowing grass and he could ride the mower and he drove the mower, when of course most little boys do and a lot of girls do nowadays, by 8 or 9 they can handle, they're proficient with a riding mower. And he's got 5 of them now they're a little bigger nowadays. And I will say they are one heck of a lot more expensive than what we had, because and he mows a whole lot more yards than I ever thought he'd ever take on. But he made a going. He's 37, as I said. He's mowing yards today. He started when he was 14. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, got a 4-year college degree in business management over at MTSU. He's got his bachelor's, and our daughter has her bachelor's in social work. She loves it. And, you know, but, you know, I don't know. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like some of those people are downing education.
Well, because it's not the education that they want taught, you know. I mean, even when you look at history. And, you know, the fact that they want to take things like slavery out of the history
books.
They
want to take it out,
When you can't rewrite.
History is just history. It's not supposed to make you feel good, bad, or otherwise. It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Right. You know what I mean? And to try to rewrite history because it makes you feel bad or to make you not feel uncomfortable, that's ludicrous.
Well, I mean, you know, President Obama said it best. He stood up at the podium and said, come on, people. He said, when did it become cool to be stupid? Wow. I mean, you know, that's about as straight way as you can put it, man. I thought, you know, he's exactly right. When it's becoming cool to be stupid, you know. I mean,
there is definitely a group of individuals that capitalize on the fact of having an uneducated and uninformed citizenry.
It's easier to manage. They're easier to, you can herd them like sheep. Sure.
Absolutely.
You know, it goes back to the Bible. You know, when we talk about sheep, and I learned this from my father in a sermon he preached once. Do you know why sheep have to have, why? Well, they say the saying in the Bible, ye are as sheep that have gone astray. You've heard that quote from the Bible. You know what? You know why that is?
I don't recall.
A sheep, the reason it has to have a shepherd, and if you ever see a border collie work, it's a thing of beauty. I don't know how that the good Lord put that in that dog to know how to handle those sheep, but it's an inborn thing. But a sheep has no natural sense of direction.
You know what? I think I did hear my pastor say that
if
before.
If the sheep can see the barn, they can get to it.
Right.
But if they go down behind a hill, they may wander forever. And that's what hence the saying, you are a sheep that have gone astray. And I never knew that until my dad. And I said, you know, that's pretty good, Dad. I'm kind of proud of you. I learned something from you this Sunday, you know. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's the reason. Hence the shepherd, hence the border collie, which they didn't have back in biblical times, I'm sure. That evolved over time, I'm sure. But, yeah. And we have a bunch of sheep out there that have really gone astray. And some of them, they've led them down the primrose path. You know.
And you can't tell them anything different.
Can't tell them anything, Carolyn.
And it's even when, you know, my thing is always fact check. I mean, because even there are some things that even folk in my party will say, and I'll go, let me check that out. You know,
exactly.
let me make sure, because I don't want to repeat something that is a falsehood or I don't want to mislead individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But it is amazing to me, even to this day, because I caught some of that Madison Square Garden rally. Because I want to know what the other side is thinking,
true,
how they're feeling, what's going on. And to listen to some of that rhetoric that he continues to spew that is so inaccurate, is just scary. And the
Carolyn,
people
it's not inaccurate, it's just lies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I mean,
it's
you
hatred.
Know, I saw
it's vitriol. It's division.
Heard Mark Felt, the man that was Deep Throat with Woodward and Bernstein.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a line in his movie, you know, Mark Felt. It's online right now, and I've watched it two or three times. It's very good. And there's a line that Felt says, and I'm sure he said it during the Nixon administration, and his agents can't figure out, what's going on? What is happening here? What? Everything's upside down. He said, chaos is control.
Hmm.
And that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos is control.
Yeah, kind of like the Board of Ill.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they put together, and even the Republicans said, this is a good bill. You know, we can do this. And Trump said, don't pass it.
Mm-hmm.
All for the sake of...
So he could have something to run on.
Something to run on.
And something to say that they didn't do.
Sure.
But it was right there.
And his people don't... They refuse to look at that
way. It was bipartisan. It was right there. It was, you know... Both sides agree that something needs to be done.
Sure.
You know?
And, you know, I've said all along, I do not doubt that there are places along the border where a fence would be of benefit.
Right.
But, you know, a good friend of ours, Karen, Stephen Reynolds,
mm-hmm.
he was right here. He sat right there where Hope's sitting and asked me on the air. It's on record around here somewhere. He said, Ed, you ever been to Southwest Texas? I said, no. Can't say as I have. You know, he said, I wouldn't advise you to go, but if you do, take a lot of gasoline in your car and have a lot of good cold water.
Mm.
People can't survive down there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to come across that border there. They can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They can't bring enough provisions, enough groceries or whatever it would take to even survive the journey.
Mm.
I mean, there's people that own land down there that never even see it. They can't, you know, it's just, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
It's miserable hot. And, you know, it's not a place you'd want to retire. Everybody wants to retire into the fun and the sun, you know, and all that, but not in that desert sand.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the challenge also is that's not the only border of the United States.
I know.
You got a whole Canadian border of people coming across there every day, all
they
day.
They go back before they
Nobody's
work.
Thinking about that.
Yeah, they work
but
in
anything
New York
south
and
of
else.
The border, that's only one they want to concern about because those are your black and brown people.
Sure, people of color.
You know?
Yeah.
They're not worried about immigrants from any other place, you know? So that speaks to the root of this country being built on racism.
Well, I've got a friend of mine, a young lady, and she's younger than me, I'd guess around 30, and we were talking about this abortion thing. And I said, you know, when are they going to have it, you know, because they've talked about birth control and things like that, that a man can't get a vasectomy. She said, Ed, you'll never have to worry about that. I said, oh? I said, why is that? She said, and this is a white girl.
Uh-huh.
She said, because you're an American white man, and they're American white politicians. They're never going to bother you. I felt embarrassed.
That's true. Uh-huh.
I said, you know, I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
And I have never forgotten when she said that. And I give her full credit for that because I thought, you know, that girl's right. I got in the car and went home. I thought all the way home, I said, she's right about that.
That's true.
Yeah. This is wrong.
Yeah. And that even goes for this election. Whoever wins, if Trump wins, white men gonna be okay,
because
then nobody checking for them.
But that
you know what I mean?
Something. I know that brings up something. What is this
I mean,
thing?
You know what I mean? So it's just like, okay.
What is this thing? And you all have a husband. Of course, Carolyn, you're divorced. I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But your husband. What is this of black men not wanting to vote for Kamala?
I think.
Why is this? Are they afraid of her? Are they intimidated by her?
I'm not so sure that's exactly true. I think that's part of the media spin. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as it's being presented to us, as the vision has been told, which is television. It tells a vision. When I speak with Black men that are in my family or that I know, no one's speaking like that. But of course, I'm not speaking for America or all of Black men.
Obviously.
But at the same time, I'm not hearing that kind of rhetoric in my community.
Right. And here's the thing. I think that there are Black men out there who have issue with her stance when she was a prosecutor. But I bet they do. But a lot of that has been...
Well, don't do the crime.
That's right.
But a lot of the... Statistically, what they are assuming is not true. That's number one. Dale Hughley even came back and apologized mm-hmm. to her for some of his thought processes right. when it came to her position as a prosecutor.
What he had heard.
Right.
I think, you know, and unfortunately, there are men out there, Black, white, brown, and other, that are not comfortable with a woman being in power. Let's just be honest. But the vast majority, I believe, the vast majority of African-American males are in support of Kamala Harris.
I sure hope so, because we need them.
And I mean, and I tell you, there was a really good program that it came on MSNBC that talked about that very thing. And men are, they're with her. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're with her in an overwhelming number, more so than kind of like Hope said, is more for media hype than anything else. Let's give them something to talk about.
Well, mm-hmm. and again, the polls.
Yeah.
And goodness gracious, we all got burnt by the polls with Hillary's situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, John Boehner said that night that Trump, he finally, early the next morning, awarded him the election. He said, I will assure you the two most surprised people on this planet were Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So because yeah. Hillary didn't think there was any way she was going to lose, and Trump didn't think there was any way he was going to win.
Well, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, even where...
That's what democracy is.
Yeah.
It's power of the people. That's why the people got to get out and vote.
Yes.
But, you know, with
overwhelmingly.
That, mm-hmm. With that election, I mean, it was very eye-opening to me because I thought we were further removed from some of the silliness that we see. But Trump gave a whole lot of folk the opportunity to crawl from under the rock in which they came, and they are showing who
you know, in a way. A friend of mine in Kentucky, best friend I ever had, Terry, I'm telling you, if you're listening, we have both agreed on this, you know, in a way we're kind of glad it happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, but it's shown me a side of some of the people in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think weird, wild things I didn't think I'd ever
mm-hmm.
hear anyone say.
Mm-hmm.
Or feelings they had.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'll tell you, I had a whole lot more faith in the American people than I should have mm-hmm. back then. But
I agree.
But I know we got to go to break. But what makes me feel a little bit more confident in this election, because I was one of those other people that wanted to cry when Hillary lost. But I think that when you got folks like Dick Cheney, who is saying this is not, you know, when you've got, I think that the Reaganist Republicans see Trump as a threat to the Republic, and they know and understand that we just can't let this happen.
The last count I had, there was something like 84 of his former people that had worked or served with him in his first administration are against this whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what they're
saying. For goodness sakes, Liz Cheney is campaigning mm-hmm. with Kamala.
That's mm-hmm. what yep. That's what's going on.
I don't know what else to tell you, man. A Cheney voting for a Democrat? Come on. That's old school Republican mm-hmm. right there, brother.
But here's the thing. She's not extreme.
Right.
She's more centrist.
Mm-hmm.
And she's speaking to that segment of our population that doesn't want to deal with all the extreme right or extreme left.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know, it's more of that common sense, consensus, centrist voter that she's,
yes, ma'am.
You know, speaking to. And those are the ones that are supporting her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because... whether we want to or not, we got to live here together.
Right.
Oh, no.
And
yeah,
so we got to figure this thing out, how we can come together.
Well, I'm sure you found that out on county commission. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah, and
I've
watched a few of those meetings. You're doing it. Yeah. You just keep
doing what you do.
You just keep doing what you do.
I appreciate you.
No,
I do.
You just keep doing. Yeah, you are never. You're a bit of a problem.
You think?
A little good trouble.
Well, I have been warned that they're looking for somebody to run against me in 26. So.
Oh, I'll bet they are. Yeah,
I'm sure. And I mean, I'm like, woo, Mufasa. I'm scared, right?
No, I'm sure.
But,
see you shaking.
You know, it is what it is. And again, democracy, power of the people. If the people decide they don't want me, then cool.
That's true.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to force an insurrection.
No. Okay. Okay, Carolyn Cox is here. Hope Oliver's here. And Connor's on the board. We're going to go to our last series of breaks. Ed Raymer here for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Stick with us. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, this place is full of surprises. A good friend of mine just walked up, going to be on our next broadcast, former Coach Gresham from out at Barfield, coached our son in basketball years ago.
Oh, wow.
And just a great guy. He's going to be on with our next broadcast, and I urge you all to listen because this gal's got some stuff going for her, okay? Anyway, we're in our last 13, 14 minutes. Locally, Now, how many are there? Really, about three Democrats on the county commission.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Rommel's independent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have you and Chantho.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. How's this thing looking?
We're getting ready, getting ready to go into budget season, so we're gearing
right.
up for that. Just had an open house this past Thursday evening for Plan
right.
Rutherford
right.
for people to see the vision as it relates to Rutherford County and expansion and development.
Right. Okay.
Let's see what else is hot topics as far as the commission is concerned.
Charter school.
School board is always hot topics.
Yeah,
you know,
let me
so.
Ask you, how, if you can tell us, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. What is a consensus on how this money's being spent by the school board? Because I know there's always been, even with both sides, there's been some contention there over that in years past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've got to build schools. We've got to do, you know, mm-hmm. and I think the plan to do adding on the current schools, we've already got the land. The buildings are there. The infrastructure's in place. Mm-hmm. I think that was a good move, as best they
could
do.
We have some additions. Smyrna
sure.
is getting ready to open their addition in December. Oakland and Riverdale will be open by next school year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're proposing an expansion at Laverne High School as well.
Okay.
And then
they haven't started that one yet?
No.
Okay.
And
all
then,
right.
of course, there's a elementary and middle school
mm-hmm.
on the west side
right.
on that Beatty property. So those are some things that are in the works right,
right.
now.
Yeah. Does the county commission have any say-so over how this money's spent, or is it just once it's budgeted, that's it?
Yeah.
You do have some?
No. Oh. Once it's budgeted, that's
once
it.
Once it's budgeted, that's
I
it.
I mean, we budgeted for some funding last year for a quote-unquote behavior school, a property on Church Street, did the funding for that, and now they're saying they can't use it. So I'm just like, so yeah, once the funding is approved.
Where does the money go?
Good question. And those will be some questions that will be being asked as we move forward and with other school building projects.
Would you talk, keep me and Carolyn in mind, because we've got some great ideas for education and we're going to, we've got a building we're looking at developing.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead and pass that funding on down
yeah,
and see.
Go ahead, yeah. They would call it the Carolyn and Ed School.
Right, exactly.
Carolyn's going to do all the teaching, of course. I'll just count the money. But, I mean, you know, and our county mayor, Mayor Carr, was right about that. When do, you know, this how does this money get accounted for and get back to the coffers of mm-hmm. the people of Rutherford County? I mean, they were talking about us saying, and everything's on YouTube now. You can watch everything,
mm-hmm.
including you.
Mm-hmm.
But they're debating this charter school thing. I told a wife, I said, our tax dollars are not supposed to go for that. Mm-hmm. How did we get off track? We are off in the weeds here.
Well, that's your state legislature.
Yeah.
So
the guy that formed
you're thinking
the committee,
your governor and your state legislature,
yeah.
you know, and so, I mean,
well, like I said, I've always said he's a heck of a heat and air man, but I don't know that I want him anymore for a governor. Of course,
right
for him.
But
yeah.
it also goes back to why voting is so important.
Absolutely,
and not only in this election, but every election.
Mm-hmm.
Why local politics and knowing who you're voting for and what they stand for and why they're running is
mm-hmm.
so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because until you know, yeah, we can, you know, and even with. Whether it's Kamala or Trump that's in the White House, there's only so much, to be totally honest, that they can do. If you know and understand what civics is, you've got three branches of government that govern
right.
our land. But when it comes to this local stuff,
yep.
it is so important that those individuals that are we're putting in office are taking care of our best interest.
I know.
And we
right.
don't, we
yeah.
vote against our own best interest all the
time.
All the time. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
And I
right.
believe that it's because we're not informed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not paying attention to what these people are doing. How many folks actually showed up for Plan Rutherford that actually took a look at what it is that we're doing, how this money is being spent, and wanted to have a voice in what that even looked like. Mm-hmm. We won't even come to a commission meeting. We won't go to a city council meeting.
Guilty as charged.
We
I know.
Until we
no
start
idea.
Talking about property taxes, then.
Exactly.
It's standing room only.
And until it actually
but
beats
we gotta
us.
But we got to get to that point. You
until
know?
It, until yeah. it slaps us in the face and hits us right there at our own front door, mm-hmm. that's the only time we get concerned. And by the time it gets to your front door and you're paying attention,
yeah.
it's too late.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
like your tax bill for your property tax for your home.
Right.
You know. And then even if you're in a hurry, a guy said, "Oh, well, that don't affect me. I rent." I said, "Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Your landlord pays that and you are in turn going to pay that higher."
Kind of like the tariffs.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And you know, but you know, Carolyn, to your point, the information is out there. It's mm-hmm. so readily available. I'll right. guarantee you there's information you can find on Hope Oliver that you couldn't mm-hmm. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. mean, because she is now a county official, and mm-hmm. her life, you know, it's almost like being up here, and I have to open myself up to that. You're talking about fact-checking and all that, mm-hmm. and I try and do that. Now, if I'm using what somebody says on the air and I put them on, I have Connor play this off YouTube, and it's the person's own voice, that's, to me, that's pretty well fact-checked.
Absolutely.
You know?
But you know what? And here's another issue. People don't bother. Not only do they not bother to fact-check, they wait to get their information from whomever it is that they're listening to. And that's when you start believing that, you know, the Haitians are eating the dogs and cats because
right.
that's
yeah,
what somebody
right.
told you that.
Right.
Right.
But what,
yeah.
you know, where are you really getting your information from? And I tell you, once upon a time, as a journalism major, the quote used to be, "Give me the news, warts and all." And it was simply just, what's the factual information that
yes.
is out there? That's what you report.
Yes. Right.
But
yeah.
with, you know, but when you've got Fox News and MSNBC
right,
and CNN,
everybody, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it all depends on what side of the street you want to be on will determine what kind of news you're actually getting.
Right.
Well, that, and I heard Sam Donaldson years ago, ABC correspondent, of course, and he said, you know, we went through this fair and balanced thing with Fox News, mm-hmm. you know, all that good stuff. He said, "I don't want my news fair and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
I want it honest and accurate."
Right.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never seen
like
anything,
our history.
Yeah.
We
like
want it honest and accurate.
Yeah, right. That says, you know, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and then no, it wouldn't hurt me at all, you know. He didn't say that. Well, here's
yes, he
the tape.
Did.
Play
he
it, Connor.
It.
There he is.
Yep.
He's saying,
he said
well,
it.
He didn't mean it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have heard that
yes,
so
he
much.
Did.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, that's
he
not what he meant.
He meant exactly how he
yes,
meant it.
Yes, he did.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wanted to take the magnetometers down for his rally on January 6th. See, because those
I
people,
never
those Secret
January
Service
6th.
People, yeah, told those people, they if they've got guns, they're not here to hurt me. They're there to.
It's a day of love.
Day of love, yeah. It's a day of love, all
yeah,
right. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, folks, we have begged you because time to register is over. You can't do that.
Right.
Early voting is still in play
until Thursday,
until
October
31st. Mm-hmm. October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Please. I mean, you know, President Obama cleaned it up as best he could. Get off your couch and go vote. You know, that's, mm-hmm. You know, in every election, you know, and I hated to tell poor Donald, he's never won an election. You know, your first election, buddy, you got beat by a girl, you know. Now, that hurts me, too, just as much as it does him. But he's got, no, I mean, the guy got beat by a girl. You know,
mm-hmm.
come on, man. I mean, she beat him, what, 3-4 million votes?
Right.
You know, and
that's why they have the systems in place to override it, right?
Right.
Well, I hope
good
we
old electoral college that they claim they still
well,
need,
yeah,
but they really don't.
And not only is this electoral college thing is going to be interesting,
it is
going to be
Lord.
Interesting to see how they certify, when they certify, when the vote's
mm-hmm.
going to
yeah.
be counted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's going to be a long night on election night, but I'm going to be up and forward. But it will. I pray that Kamala goes ahead and takes it all, and we're good with that. I mean, that's what my gut says. That's what my heart says. That's what I am praying for. I don't want there to be any question as to who the president should be in January.
Yeah, I want enough of a margin. That I mean, I want it to be bigger than what President Biden. It's got to be to where there's no question.
Yeah, I still have faith in the American people, and I think we're going to do the right thing.
Well, I think the other night Van Jones made a very valid point when he said that Trump is allowed to be lawless, but Kamala Harris is expected to be flawless.
Oh no,
and that speaks to the plight of Black women in this country.
Yes,
period.
Ma'am.
You got to be better. You got to be twice, three times as smart. You know they want to look at your credentials and this, that, and the other. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're not asking those same questions to the other side.
Well,
so it's interesting, and it'll be interesting to see if the American people will actually, kind of step up and say, "Hey, look."
Yeah. Our son had hired.
Renew my faith.
Let's give her a chance.
Yeah.
We mentioned our son, and our son runs a complete yard care, of course, and he had hired a man some years back. And in one of Nick's trucks, he kept with him his passport, his visa, his card, all of his regular ID here. I felt bad. I thought, you mean, according to this next nut that's wanting to sit in the White House, talking about Trump, will we all have to carry papers to show who we are? Because there are people that look like us that are maybe Mexican. I feel sorry for him. It looks like me, but I mean, there are people, they look as though they're Arabic.
Yeah.
They're especially Black men. There's Black men that look Arabic. Mm-hmm.
The rounding up and the deportation and the mass deportation and that would be really interesting.
I hope they forgot about the kids in the cages last time he was in.
I know.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody's mentioning that at all.
It's not far-fetched for him to do the roundup because look what happened last time he was in office,
and
how easy people forget.
Yeah. And that same conversation that I was there was a conversation on 60 Minutes 60 today.
Minutes. I'm going home and watch it tonight.
And the young lady who is an American citizen, teaches, pays taxes, purchases a home. But she was like, she has illegal family members, her mother being one of them, that if her mother is deported, that she would have no choice but to go with her because she's not going to leave her in Mexico alone.
Of course.
And that's the fear that's out there with the craziness that he is.
I want to thank both of y'all for doing this. We're going to make room for our next guest to get in here.
And thank you for having us.
I know. Thank you for doing this. Thank you so much, Hope. And Carolyn, thank you for coming up. You both have an open invitation here at any time. You know that by now. Please go vote, folks, and I will see you. I'll tell you what, till next Sunday at 8 o'clock for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm Ed Raymer, and I'll catch you down the road. Good night, everybody.